When I reach 90, I'm hoping to be sunbaking on the coast somewhere. Or maybe doing pottery or knitting. If I don't get arthritis, that is. But not everyone gives up working at 10 years shy of a century. Valerie Moritz sure hasn't. She's running a wildlife park in a tiny town called Hyden, in rural Western Australia, about 300 kilometres east of Perth.
Well, right now we're in the Wybrook Wildlife Park, and this was set up in the early 70s, mid-1970s, when tourist people started coming through and petrol restrictions had been lifted and there were more people travelling. And one person said to my husband, you can't see your native birds or animals because mostly they're nocturnal. And an emu walked into the caravan park next door and he put a circle of weld mesh around it. That was how it started. And then he had a big cage made and he caught some pink and grey galahs and put them in. And then we were reported to Parks and Wildlife because we didn't have permission to do this sort of thing.
Val's collection of animals grew over the years, legally, she tells us.
The emu there was hand-raised. His name's Peepy, because that's the noise he'd make. Go, beep, beep, beep. So we call him Peepy, and he comes running. She's a funny thing. And she laid one egg, which was very exciting.
Oh, just the one.
So far.
Okay, and can you talk to us about what other animals are out here now?
You can't display all Australian animals, but we have some, I guess, ferals. We've got a camel, we've had donkeys, we've got a good selection of chooks and ducks for kids to see, some native ducks, which are interesting, and there's kangaroos, normal kangaroos, western greys, and some white kangaroos. And when I lost my koalas, we've gone into reptiles, which are easier to obtain at this stage. But eventually we need more workers, so if you could have another worker, we can get koalas. Yeah.
Wow. And do you have a favourite animal?
I don't know. I think they're all pretty good.
Val looks a little bit like Betty White. She has the same hair and upbeat demeanour. It takes her 6 hours to feed all her animals. She chops the food in the back shed, then carries giant pink and black buckets full of fruit and seeds across the park. I can barely keep up with her, but she tells me she won't be slowing down until she gets her letter from King Charlie at 100.
As long as Charlie sends me a letter, it'll be all right. And whoever's Governor General.
Is that what you're waiting for? You're waiting for your letter?
Oh, for sure. Something else to put on the wall to give someone.
That's funny. And do you reckon you'll still be running this by the time you're 100?
I don't know. If you could get enough people to look after it, I'd certainly back off a bit. Yeah.
Val says there's no big secret to living a long and healthy life.
Oh, I don't think there is one. I think it's just good luck. I really do. For years we did a lot of ballroom dancing, a lot of travelling, and you know, social stuff was great. There's no time for that now.
Okay, so ballroom dancing will keep you young and fit.
Oh, that's my advice. And you ask the boys if they can dance, but I've got two left feet or one cut off. I'm not sure what's wrong with them these days. It's odd.